Well, we love that, as you know. It's the new single from Tight Fit, and it's called Holding On To You. Absolutely love it. Even happier because I've got Denise Waterman of Tight Fit on the line. Denise, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No, listen, I was in my 20s back in the early 80s when you were dancing around doing all the Lion Sleeps Tonight and Fantasy Island. So it's a joy to finally get to meet you. And you, Steve, you've obviously sort of cryogenically frozen yourselves or something because you all look so young and fit and healthy.
Well, you know, there's magic in our genes somewhere along the line. Otherwise known as makeup.
You're all looking great and you're sounding good as well. I said that because we spoke to Steve a month or two ago. And I said, this new sound, it's just poppy, fresh, modern, isn't it? How do you feel about all this? You happy with it?
Do you know, we are so pleased and privileged to be given such great songs at this stage in our lives. You know, when we heard the songs, we thought, my God, you know, this could have easily been given to Steps or Bucks Fizz, and they would have run with it as one of their top songs. And, you know, we just feel so grateful that they gave it to us, and we absolutely love it. We hope other people do too.
I mean,
Sorry, Julie and I have decided that Holding On To You is a bit of a woman's song, because it's for all those women that have ever had their heart broken and those men that have let them down. They think that they won't be able to live without them. Well, do you know what? You know, if you could see me now, you would see that I can live without you. So it's like a voice for women.
Well, that's
what I think. That's what we think it is.
That's fine by me. You know, absolutely. And you mentioned there Bucks Fizz. Now, but I mean, the thing about you guys is you were huge in the 80s, but it was public demand that brought you back. And you have all stayed together, haven't you?
We have. We had a little gap apart where we all went off and did our own things. But we basically got back together about 11 years ago. And the first gig we did was in Trafalgar Square, London Pride. And we thought, my God, no one's going to even know our song, let alone know who the hell we are. And we walked on that stage. Our knees were slightly knocking. And as we walked out, the whole audience went mad. And everyone started singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And it was as if we'd never gone anywhere.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that was a bit of a big act to follow, that 20,000 people in the audience. And then, you know, we went on to do Butlin's 80s Weekenders and Pontins Weekenders, which are all great fun because everyone's there with a positive attitude.
Indeed. And to start back, though, in that way, with 20,000 audience all singing your songs, you know then you are still on the map and you can do new stuff. And you know, Steps have done it, as you say. Bananarama have done it with new songs. There's a whole market for good old-fashioned pop, isn't it? And let's be honest, Denise Waterman, if anybody knows about good old-fashioned pop, it's your ex.
Well, absolutely. He's king of pop. But do you know, I'll let you into a secret. He's not always had magic ears, because when I first met him, this is before we went out with each other and I married him, he actually produced a record for me and my brothers. And then he produced a record just for me. And guess what? Those records didn't do anything. So he can't take anybody and make something of them. It's the right place, the right time, with the right group or person.
Indeed, indeed. And I mean, just dialing back a little bit, though, because, you know, everyone knows you from Tight Fit, but I was going through your Wikipedia page before we started talking. I didn't know, first of all, you were childhood chums with Jay Aston of Bucks Fizz. So are you still in touch, or how did that happen?
Well, her parents were in show business. My parents were singers, and they were both in the same show, her parents and my parents. So we met on the summer season, and we'd stayed friends ever since. We don't see each other all the time, but about 3 or 4 years ago, I was her backing singer in her solo show. So, yes, you know, we've known each other a very long time, since we were about 10, in fact.
So when she joined Bucks Fizz, you didn't get a call from her saying, do you fancy doing this? Because it's all around the same time, wasn't it? You must have been just forming Tight Fit as they were getting together.
I've got news for you. I auditioned with my brother for Bucks Fizz.
Well, and you're here still today, so there you go.
Yeah. But we knew that we were too tall because they already had Cheryl and Mike. So we knew that they were smaller than us. So we went into the audition with bended knees, hoping that they wouldn't notice that we were taller. But guess what? It was pretty obvious.
Indeed, indeed. And also, your Wikipedia page, it's really, people always should just check people out because you have one impression. You were a Hills Angel as well, because you went to stage school, didn't you? So you could very easily have been an actress or in the musicals and just kind of gone that way. But you were a Hills Angel.
I was a Hills Angel. But, you know, I come from an era where you did a job because you were offered it and you needed to get your equity card. So one of my first ever jobs on leaving stage school was, I hadn't quite left actually, and I was on the Walkman Wise Christmas show impersonating Anna Ford, because the year before they had Angela Rippon showing her legs and it caused such a storm that the year after they wanted Anna Ford to do it and she wouldn't do it. So at 15, I stepped in and they put a wig on me and I danced with Walkman Wise. And then I left stage school and my first job was as a dancer with the Crankies of all people. And I became one of their cabaret dancers. From there, I ended up living with them in Blackpool, doing a summer season. And then I was with a group where you sang and danced. And then I auditioned for the Benny Hill show. I was on the Benny Hill show. And while I was on the Benny Hill show, I auditioned for Tight Fit. And got the job, and I had to go and ask Benny, would you mind if I left? Because I've been offered this pop group. And he said, yeah, no problem. Off I went. A year or so later, when Tight Fit broke up, I thought, I'm never going to hear from Benny again. But sure and behold, telephone call. My mum shouts up the stairs, Benny's on the phone for you. I was, Benny who? Benny Hill. I was like, what? Oh, all right, okay. So I was invited back on the show. But I was a Kenny Everett bit of stuff too. But, you know, it was all a time and a place. People would say to me, aren't you embarrassed, you know, doing that, you know, wearing little clothes and running around? And my answer was, even back then, I'm wearing more than I wear on the beach and I'm getting paid for it. So, no, I'm not embarrassed at all.
Absolutely right. And as you say, nowadays, with your new song, you can always get that chance then. You've got that stage to turn around and go, you know what, that was then. This is us now, isn't it? It must be very comfortable for you now as well, because you kind of, as you say, you've earned your stripes. So this must be the great bit, isn't it? This is where you really get to kick back and just enjoy yourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately for Steve, it's like having two wives. We boss him about. But at least he doesn't have to come home with us. So there is a bit of a bright side. But no, we are really comfortable. And Julie and I are so in tune with each other that we don't even choreograph anything when we're doing a show, but we know just by looking what's going to come next. But, you know, my life, if I never did another job tomorrow, I've already had too much fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be a book there, hasn't there?
Oh, well, I don't know, maybe. I mean, now I've got five pretend husbands. Not a real one, but I've got five pretend ones that I work with. And I recently went to the Bahamas on a cruise. It wasn't a real cruise. We just went to a private island to do a commercial for Royal Caribbean Cruise Liners, because I'm now a mature lifestyle model, which means I'm not a model at all. I'm just a real person that gets put into situations. So tomorrow I'm in Manchester doing a commercial for a funeral company.
Oh, my goodness.
Of all things.
But what I love with you, you just, yep, and it's so professional. It's just, that's work.
But also I work as a voiceover. But, you know, growing up, I never wanted to be a dancer. I never wanted to be a singer. I only wanted to be a television presenter. And if I've got anything to say to anybody that might be embarking on the beginning of their working life, don't close doors on yourself. Mm. If a door opens and you fancy walking into it, then don't think, but that's not what I wanted to do. Because I never wanted to be a dancer, a singer, or an actress. I only wanted to be a presenter. But it took from the age of 15 until I was 30 to get my first job as a presenter. But all the way along I was working, but not necessarily in the area I wanted to. But now I get to do it all.
It sounds
so
fun.
Life is really good.
Is there
and
any?
I'm not gonna stop.
Is there any?
I'm not gonna stop anytime soon.
Is there anything on the list still to do, though? You said that about TV presenting. You've done that. Is there anything you still like to do?
I actually would like to do radio. I'd like to do a show called Everything You've Never Wanted to Know, So Never Bother to Ask. So stupid facts that if you did hear it, like, for instance, more men fall out of hospital beds than women. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Thank you. I shall make a note.
Now you do.
That sounds
be
like,
careful.
It sounds like a great format. Listen, it's been an absolute joy to meet you. And it's so good that Tightfit are back and around. And you're right. There is that huge positive vibe. It could easily be dismissed. And we go, oh, no, actually, the sound is fresh. The sound is new. They're great pop tunes. And long may you carry on doing it. Denise Waterman,
but
thanks.
Of course, hang on.
Sorry.
I've just got to give a quick shout out to your listeners to vote for us on the Heritage Chart. Mike Reed's Heritage Chart, we're number 20, but we need to go up. So if you go to the www.theheritagechart.co.uk and vote for Tightfit, we would be most pleased. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Denise Waterman, it's been an absolute joy to meet you. Long may it all continue. Keep the music coming. Have fun. Enjoy what's coming up. Denise Waterman, thanks so much for talking to me.